is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
You'd think after all my years in this city, I could cross the street alone.
Yeah, well, you got to keep your mind on
it. Yeah, that's for sure. No. I was thinking about Kate down in Jamaica now.
You heard from her yet?
Well, she just left, for heaven's sake.
Oh, that's right. Hey, coming to my concert tonight?
Oh, wouldn't miss. But I thought I'd drop by the studio club first and see if there are any messages or mail for Kate.
Oh, that is being attended to.
Oh, fine. You?
No, we have a visitor.
What does that mean?
Nancy is back.
Nancy?
Nancy Reed from Bellhaven, otherwise known as Miss Noodlehead.
Oh, Kate's niece?
Mm-hmm, one and the same.
Why, she was a girlfriend of yours, Jeff.
In my playpen days.
Oh, come on, Jeff, I bet you were glad to see her. Hey, where's she staying?
In Kate's room for the duration.
Well, now, that's nice.
Hmm, terrific.
Jeff, I thought you were crazy about Nancy.
You don't read me, Earth Mother. I simply asked her once if she'd like to share a loft with me.
Yeah, just like that, huh?
Yeah, simple. I'm a simple guy. Well, she went home to Bellhaven.
Yeah, I'm with her. Hey, I'll drop in and see her.
I'd advise against it.
Well, I can't now. Anyway, I got a dinner date before your concert. Jeff, if you see Nancy, would you tell her I'll be by tomorrow?
We communicate only by satellite.
Well, it might make Kate happy if we both took an interest.
I bow to your wisdom, Earth Mother, but I'll leave it all to you. Say, how long is Kate going to be away?
Oh, I'd like to know myself.
Oh? Didn't she tell you?
Well, I don't think she knows.
This isn't a vacation, is it?
No, Jeff, it isn't.
It's got something to do with her late husband.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Well... Oh, I can't talk about it, Jeff.
You mean you don't know, or it's confidential?
I mean I can't talk about it. It's Kate's private business.
Right on. But look, if she gets into any trouble,
I hope she'll let us know. That's all I can say.
You can say one more thing. Or maybe you think I'm too much of a kid to know.
I don't think you're too much of a kid, Jeff. I just know what Kate wants.
Where is she going in Jamaica?
A place called Glory Point.
Oh, come on in, Jeff. The door's open.
I can see that, but I'm not coming in. I've got a message.
Oh, good. I've been wanting one. Is somebody on the phone?
Nope.
Well, don't just stand out there and holler it. Come on in.
You know Trudy Kiefer?
Yeah.
Well, she'll be by to see you tomorrow.
You're kidding.
Trudy's okay. She's a friend of Kate's.
But she's middle-aged and female.
And a good babysitter.
Ugh, Jeff Clark, you are still impossible. Look, I have lived since I saw you, but it is quite obvious that you haven't.
No, but I curl up and live on my summer fat.
Hey, come on in and see my ruins.
Your what?
Come on, look at that poster. It takes up one whole wall. I found it today.
It's ruins, all right. What of?
I don't know. It's just ruins. Mm. Sort of moldy walls and vines and stuff, like my life. There's a little tear up there over the tower. That's good. You know, I figured that's where the new light will come through. I put it up with rubber cement. It's forever.
How is Kate going to get it down?
You know something, Jeff?
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
No, wait. Listen, I've got a hunch.
That's what I mean.
No, I don't think Kate will ever come back to this room.
Are you crazy?
You know where she's gone?
To Jamaica.
You know why?
I didn't ask her.
You want to know why I don't think Kate will ever come back here?
Nope.
Kate is a widow. Her husband is dead.
I know.
Yeah, well, she used to sail with Tom a lot down around Jamaica.
So what?
Well, that's why she's gone back there.
Okay.
You see, Tom was into drugs.
Well?
It was a family scandal. Us kids weren't supposed to know he mainlined.
Is, this for real?
Why would I make it up? Look, I think Kate's gone back to Jamaica to relive her happy past with Tom and, you know, try to forget the rest.
When was he into drugs?
Oh, while they were married. You know, some people at home said he pushed them, but I never believed that. Oh, God, he was a gorgeous guy.
Nancy, why are you telling me this?
Because, you know, Kate, I thought you were interested.
Maybe, but I wouldn't go around saying things like that about Kate.
It's not about Kate. It is about her late husband, and everybody knew it.
Just don't talk about it.
You are so immature. Okay, maybe Kate's gone to Jamaica to forget her past. Maybe she's having dinner right now under the moon with a romantic new guy.
Oh, shut up!
What is with you, Jack?
Look, I just said shut up! Look, I've got to change my sneakers for the concert tonight.
Can I come?
For $3, anybody can. Look, Nancy, don't go around saying things like that about Kate's husband again. Even if it is true. You don't know what you're talking about.
Shall we go in, Kate?
Oh, I had hoped to meet Miss Allen.
My aunt is indisposed this evening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
While we're on the subject, I think I should tell you that my dear aunt is not as young as she used to be. She's given at times to a certain instability. Let's go into dinner. That is, unless you object to dining with me alone.
Of course not, Mr. Pomeroy.
I thought we'd agreed to first names.
Well, I would like to see Miss Ellen. Would it be possible after dinner?
No, we're a little late tonight. I'm afraid she will have retired.
Oh, well, then could I see her now, just for a moment?
I've told you, my dear, she's indisposed.
But when we arrived, I saw her standing upstairs at a lighted window.
That was Hannah, my aunt's companion.
No, she waved at me, but besides, the light was on her white hair, and Hannah's hair is dark.
I had no idea that our charming young guest was so observant and so strong-minded. Shall we go into the dining room?
If you wish.
This part of the house was added about 100 years ago. The wing where you're staying is the oldest.
It's very quiet.
Well, the walls are 3 feet thick. Here you are.
Thank you. Well, the table is set for four.
So it is.
Yes, Mr. Pomeroy?
Bess, I told Esmond to remove these place settings. Why are they still here?
I don't know, sir. Miss Ellen...
Miss Ellen is not coming down. Take them away.
Oh, yes, sir.
That will do, Bess. Now we'd like dinner.
Who was the fourth person to be?
Oh, Hannah sometimes dines with us. One would think two women could run this house properly. I must say, Kate, you make a lovely dinner companion.
Thank you. Lewis, you said when we arrived that you remembered my husband coming here to Glory Hall.
Oh, I remember the name, my dear. Wakefield. Tom, was it not?
Yes.
Yes, I really forget the particulars. But we have a guest book. You can look at it before you leave tomorrow.
Oh, I'd like that.
If I can find it. We have very few guests now. So many people like your husband found their way here when they anchored in Kay Harbor that it became quite a nuisance. I'm not referring to your husband, of course. I don't really recall him.
Well, perhaps Miss Ellen does.
Kate, my dear girl, you seem determined to be contrary.
Because I don't understand. I came here because you and Miss Ellen invited me, and I haven't even seen her yet.
Well, perhaps tomorrow before you go back to Kingston.
Oh, I'm not going back to Kingston.
Where do you plan to go?
To a place Tom and I knew. Lime Tree Lodge, about 10 miles from here. Do you know it? Lewis, do you know Lime Tree Lodge? What's that tapping?
Excuse me.
Sit down, Lewis.
You're Miss Pomeroy.
Yes. And you're Kate Wakefield. Tom's Kate.
Please excuse my aunt.
I knew you'd come back.
Good evening. I'm so glad you felt well enough to come
Hannah,
down.
Hannah, please, come in here.
I'm quite well. I didn't take the sedative you sent up, Lewis. I want to see this girl.
And I'm very glad to see you, Miss Pomeroy.
What lies has Lewis been telling you?
The This is your roving reporter, about to interview a nose.
How do I look?
You're not on TV, nose. This is for radio.
But how do I sound?
Pretty stuffy. Why don't you use four-way nasal spray?
Is four-way the leading brand?
Not yet, nose.
Then why should I use it?
Because you can't buy faster decongestant relief than four-way nasal spray. And four-way can cost a lot less than the leading brand. A lot less. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast. You can interview me now.
Thanks, nose, but I just did.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.